I had to apologize this week to someone. And you know when you don't really want to apologize, but you actually know you have to. And it's kind of like you have to become weak. And that's sort of what I did. And it's kind of like, oh, you want to retain some sense of ownership about yourself and who you are, and that, or about who you are, not them. But you know that actually to restore any sense of relationship, that you actually do need to be vulnerable to whatever they may say back to you. And it's kind of part of having relationships with others to be weak enough to say you got it wrong, or maybe to be strong enough to say you got it wrong. And we don't like to be weak, do we? We want to flex our muscles, we want to present ourselves as strong and never get anything wrong, but we know we're not like that at all. How are you with weakness? How are you with weakness, being weak? I don't think any of us like it. And this week's blog post, which is a link in the bottom of the show notes, is about, it's titled, Are You Weak Enough to Receive? And the story that I'm just more ad-libbing today. I'm just, instead of reading the notes, I'm just going to ad-lib and jump into the notes every now and again. But the story I came to mind about weakness was about one of the most strongest people in the Bible, the guy called Samson. And he was like a judge, and he was Mr. Muscle. He was Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rambo, you name it, all rolled up into one. And that's the way that God wanted them to be. But and he was super strong. He could do things that no other man could do. And but he also had what I would say is a weakness. And I think all of us may be strong in certain areas, but we also have our weak areas, and that we need to be aware of. I believe Samson, for all his muscular strength, he also had a weakness of what I'd call low impulse control. So what does that mean? Low impulse control. It means that when he saw something, he had to have it. He had to do it. It was like, I'm just going to do it. Bang. And it was like he knew that his physical strength was unmatched by anyone else, so he could move into his world his way, and he didn't care about anybody else. And that caused a lot of friction among people, and particularly his enemies, who wanted to take him out, wanted to destroy him, but they couldn't. They didn't know what was the secret of his strength. For Superman, it's kryptonite, weaken Superman. Well, for Samson, it was his long hair, and he'd grown long hair from birth, and this had some sort of spiritual significance with God. And he made a pledge, that if my hair is cut, then I'm going to lose all my strength. And so Delilah was engaged by the enemy, and they paid her lots and lots of money to do this, to try and find out what was the secret of his strength. And she connivedly found out that if his hair was cut, he would lose all his strength. And so what they did was they cut his hair, and he lost all his strength, and they took him prisoner and weakened him even further. Like, they gouged out his eyes, and they took him to a prison. They shackled him up in some irons, and then made him grind grain in the prison. So he was completely weakened. But the thing is, they forgot about his hair, and as you know, hair grows. Now, I think for what happened with Samson was that he was in an incredibly dark place of in his life, where he recognized what he had done. He was in a very weakened place where there was little that he could do. And if you've been in that place where you've been absolutely crushed and humiliated and beaten up, it can be a place where you learn to reflect and you think about your past mistakes, you think about your flaws, you think about your strengths, you think about all sorts of different things. And you come to some conclusions. And he was humbled. And I believe that humility is learned through many humiliations, which is not a nice thought, but that's the way it happened. And then his mockers, they decide, right, we're going to throw a big party and humiliate him even more. And he's going to come out and we're going to mock him even more. And so that's what they did. They had this massive, great big party where Samson was brought out to play the weakened fool. And but Samson's hair had grown again. They didn't realize that. And so he got a servant to put him between two pillars, and then he prayed that God would give him that physical strength again in his weakened place of his soul. And God did. And Samson pushed the pillars apart, the pillars fell apart, the whole temple fell, and it killed him. But it also killed all these mockers and enemies. I suppose what I'm saying is that in his weakness, in his weakest place, he found a new strength, a different strength, strength to really do what he knew he had to do. A kind of a door had opened into him. And then I think of another biblical character, Paul, who he would describe that he had a thorn in the flesh. And this is, I believe, what is a lot of his memories and shame and guilt and pain from things that he had done in the past that he now regretted that he did. And it was like it was a thorn in his flesh, and it was always poking and poking and poking. He knew he had been forgiven, but it was just a memory that kept him kind of humble. And he writes this, that my grace, this is what he heard from God. My grace is all you need. My power, God's power, works best in weakness. And so there's that sense again that if we really want God's power to work in us, then we need to be very weak in the sense of not trying to do it in our own strength, just being available and to being like a vessel for God to use. It goes on to say, now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I'm weak, I'm strong. Now, look, if you've ever been exposed, you know the trauma of nakedness. Like everyone can jeer and sneer, they can mock and laugh just like they were doing to Samson. But they can pull you down. But only if you let them. And I think of Samson and I think of Paul in the sense that, yeah, all these things had happened to them and they could continue to spiral down, but they decided not to. They decided to turn it into prayer and received God's strength to help them. That is something that can't be destroyed by mere man. It's a God thing. It's a God thing, it's a good thing. And I would encourage you that if you are feeling weak, vulnerable, exposed, then that can also be a place where God can grow something incredibly good out of you. Hey, send me an email. Love to hear from you, Barry at turningthepage.co.nz. There's also lots of other things. You can find out about this post in the show notes. Sign up to my email newsletter because you'll get lots of emails, only one a week, with lots of information that will help you in your mental health and in your journey of spiritual formation. But for this moment, I pray that you would be weak enough to receive. Bye.